Okay, Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes Vov. Som tosim olach melach, asher yivcha Hashem, elokech bo, mikerv achecha tosim olach melach, lo sucha lo seis olach ish nochri, asher lo achicha hu. So this is the mitzvah of Melech. Then the Torah says, "Lo yirbelu noshim." There's a sefer Torah, and in the end, Pasukhov, page 4, Levilti rum levavo me'echov. The Levilti surman a mitzvah yomi nusmal l'man yarich yomi al mamlach tohu v'no v'kerv Yisrael. So says the Ramban, Levulti Rum Levova Meachov Nirmez Bekan Betorah Isser Hageyus. This is the Isser of Gaiva. Kakosuv Yimnas Amel Migeus Vermus Aleif. Torah says that the Melech has to make sure he doesn't have Gaiva. Kol Shekein Achem Sheinurim Lekach. At least the Melech is Royal Lekach. And Afal Pikein, he shouldn't have Gaiva. Certainly, Achayrim she'enem ruim l'kach. Ki b'roi l'isromim l'izgadil yazirenu li'oz l'vovo shofel k'chol echav k'tanim mimenu. Ka ha'gaiva mida meguna v'nim eses eitzel lukim afilu b'melch. It's a mida meguna. Di l'ashem levado ha'gdu l'va ro'a memus. V'lo levado ha'tilo v'o yishalel ha'odam. As the Pasuk says, Tovas Hashem kol gva leiv. Melech is, and we know there's a special Gemara in Brachas that says the greater person that you are, the more you have to be Mishtachaveh during Shmone Esrei. Because there could be a bigger Chashash Gaiva. Versus a Brachas, page 6, Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Tal Rabbona, Eilu Brachas Adam Shochebem Vavos Tchila V'sov V'odot Tchila V'sov. That's for normal people. We bow down certain times. Amar Shimon Ben Pazi, I'm sure Ben Levi, I'm sure Makabar Hedyot, Kamosha Marnu. But Kohen Gadol is a higher level, Besof Kol Bracha Ubracha. Famelech Tchilas Kol Bracha Ubracha, Besof Kol Bracha Ubracha. And the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol is Kol Bracha Ubracha, and the Melech Tchilas Kol Bracha Ubracha, Besof Kol Bracha Ubracha. So it's more, because again, the greater level that a person could reach of power that he has, the more he has to make sure that he doesn't get into the trap of Gaiva. Doesn't get into the trap of Gaiva. And that's what the Rambam says in Perek Beis in Hilchos Malachim, or Halacha Vav, on page 8. Kederech shecholok lo hakosuv hakovar hagodol v'chayev hakol b'chvodo. Kach tzivo, just like there's a din that you have to give cover to the melech, kach tzivo lios libo b'kirbo shofel v'cholo. So too a person has to be shofel v'chol, shenem av libi cholo b'kirbi. V'lo yinai gassus leiv b'Yisrael yesem yidai. Shemem ay levildi rum levovo me'echov. You shouldn't have gasas ruach yosim idai. So in the same in the Imre Kodesh from the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron Mibels in the Rishim Osov of Rafael Friedman, he asks a kasha. He says the Vilti Rulim of Ol Meachov. Whereas, why does it speak about how he treats Levulti Rum Levovo Meachov first, and then it says Levulti Sur Min HaMitzvah Yom Min HaSmol? Wouldn't you think it should speak about first his obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levulti Sur Min HaMitzvah Yom Min HaSmol? So he quotes that Gemara in Brachas about that the Melech has to have more hachna. And he writes, for Inyan, on the left side, Inyan who? the Issa Barambam, the Lev HaMelech Hu Lev HaAm. Whereas the Melech, the Melech's heart is the heart, Melech represents the whole nation. V'Huyat Tzorech Lashpia Kedusha B'Lev Kol Yisrael. And he has to be Mashpia Kedusha on Kol Yisrael. Al-Kena Yatzorech Liyashofel B'Tachlis HaShiflus. Man yuchal ashpia kedusha b'libam shal Yisrael. So he could be mashpia kedusha b'libam shal Yisrael. Kuladvicha mederech haTorah. Vildi sum men yomin small. So that's pshat. The vildi rum levom meyechav shamel ye'onav b'tachlis hashleimus kedei l'hadvich etzachav shal Yisrael men mitzvah yomin small. So that's what it means. In other words, if the Melech wants to, it's not two separate things that he has to keep the, you know, he has to be, he can't be a gaiva to people, then he has to keep the Torah. No. The point is, he has to be an onav, leman, levilti sum in a mitzvah, so he can have a hashpa on the people. Because if he's going to be a bal gaiva, he's not going to be able to be a mashpia on the people. So therefore, he has to have that measure of Anivus. And if he has the measure of Anivus, so then the Volti Rum Lavo Meyachov, so then he'll have Hashpah. People think if you're tough on people and you're gonna have Hashpah, you're not gonna have Hashpah. If you're Onav and you speak like the Ramban says, you always speak to every person in the Geras Ramban as if he's greater than you. So then you have that midah manava, so then you'll be able to be mashpia vilti sur min a mitzvah. You know, I mean, a small, you'll be able to have hashpa. You always have to have that idea. I remember earlier this summer, I was at the installation of my Talmud, Rabbi Zevi Goldberg, and Rabbi Muskin from L.A. spoke, and he gave the keynote drasha. So he quoted on page 11, a word from the Baal Shem Tov when in Parshas Bahaloscha, when it says that the people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they were Tmeim Lenefesh Adam, and he said Lama Nigara Levilti Akrivas Korban Hashem Moadom Soch B'nei Yisrael. Right, we want to bring a korban. So Moshe says, okay, I'll speak it over with Hashem. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer le Moshe imdu ve'eshma'a ma'itza v'Hashem lachem." So what's this lashon that Rabbi Muskin was pointing at? Imdu. What is imdu? Why imdu? Meaning, so says the Baal Shem, Moshe Rabbeinu tola es gedulosu b'schus klal Yisrael. Chein amal hem imdu, rak im tamdu kulchem. The way Rabbi Muskin said it is that you're standing with me. As I eskev eshma ma'itzav Hashem lachem mikochacham. In other words, in your zchus, you're going to be with me, imdu, in your zchus, then Hashem will speak to me. So in other words, that's the ultimate of anova, that the melech feels, the ultimate of gaivim means I'm everything, you're nothing. The ultimate of anova realizes, the melech says, the only reason I have what I have is because of you. Imdu. If you stand, im tamdu kulchem, Rabbi Muskin said over, you stand with me, as I eske, then I'll be zoche to hear what Hashem has to say. And that's the big yisod. You know, I told this to a certain person who's getting a shteller. I said to him, you have to, the people have to realize you care about the people. You're with the people, like Rabbi Muskin said. And that's what the Tiferes Shloima of Rabdomsk, on page 12, says, Som tosim alecha melech asher yivchar mikerev achecha tosim alecha melech. So what's this? What does it mean, mikerev achecha? It should say, mibnei Yisrael. Right, what's mikerev achecha? So he says, same idea. That nearly Hopima Sha'omar Venosa Aaron is Mishpat B'nai Yisrael Libo. So Aaron had the Urim Tumim on his heart, Mishpat B'nai Yisrael Libo. So what does that mean? Sarich Lios B'Madrekas Aaron Shai Moser Nafsho Al B'nai Yisrael. He's Moser Nefesh Al B'nai Yisrael. And that's what it means. Zeh Perush on page 13. Som tosim lach asher yitcha shom chob chinas b'chores bilti av Hashem levadu. Yikar v'achecha. Shei b'libu m'sirus nefesh avur k'la Yisrael. Yikar v'achecha. Shemun l'hakri v'sasim avur k'la Yisrael b'm'sirus nefesh. Shei k'lo chol echad v'achad Yisrael nid molo k'achiv. That's what it means. But besides the idea that he can't come, you know, he can't be an ish nochri in terms of yuchsin, yikar v'achecha means, in other words, the person is right to be a melech. It's not the one who wants to, you know, belittle per people and say, oh, I'm the boss. It's the one who feels kinship and achva to everybody. Perish, misha einu b'chinezu v'ata nochri be'enov, but ish nochri means if you feel that, oh, I'm the greatest, and you're like a stranger, and you know, alzev ticha torah ki lo yazik lo kalam sirus nefesh alzev. Adrabo l'man yarech yomim. So mikher v'checha, and that's the idea, that if you're an onav, like what the Belzer Rebbe said, if you're an onav, if lo yosur lo vilti rum levo me'echov, then you'll be able to have hashpa the vilti sur min mitzvah yom min small, and that's what the Radomska says, mikher v'checha, that someone who has a attitude of ach, he's the true leader, and that he quotes. From the Tana de Be'el Yohu, he quotes here. Radomska, here's the Tana de Be'el Yohu. He made Mazacha Moshe more ponim b'olam hazeh. Mashe osi Hakadosh Baruch Hu liten l'tzadikim b'olam haba. Mnei she'osu ritzonu shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu u'maneach hakvodu shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'shel Yisrael. All he cared about is the kavod of Shemayim and kavod of and Klal Yisrael. He cared about that. That's the, and then the same thing we have in the Teferet Shloimeh again. Pasuk says, page 17, Vayiba Yamim Haim Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzel Echov. Right, and he sees somebody hitting, right? So the Radomska says, because it says twice Vayigdal HaMelech, Vayigdal HaYeled. It says Vayigdal HaYeled, look at page 21, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud, and then it says Vayigdal Moshe. So Rashi says, Harishon Lakoma Vasheni Lugdulo. That one Vayigdal is Lakoma, that means in age, in height, whatever. And the second one was Lugdula in status. So he says, what's the status? Kavaras Rashi possesses, says the Radomska. Kibibnei Kein Chuzacha Lugdula, Machmat Shayote Alechov. As the reason why he's now a Yigdal is because he's caring about other people. And that's the same Tana de Be'el Yohu. And that's, Radomska says, the pasuk in the Tava, Ta krev alecha sarad achicha. So what does that mean? Zesha Omar, bottom, page 21, bottom right corner. Zesha Omar akosuba, Ta krev alecha. Hainish Hashem yisbach Omar l'moshe, she'ilmod es Aaron ochiv, she'yeh kuchon laki v'sasim u'tsiyus nefesh. Ha krev alecha, b'mchina sholcha, hu m'tsiyus nefesh. Ha krev alecha. So you have to show him the importance of a hakri v'tzatzmo, to be moser nefesh for the people. And Vakoin Agodol Meechov, Gadleu Mishalechov, Shakol Gdulosu, Hu Mishvil, Tovus Mishvil, Shem Keechov. Besides the Pashup Shah, Hakoin Agodol Meechov means that his whole Gedula is Mishvil, Tovus Bnei Israel, Shem Keechov. And that's the same idea. Som Tosim Mekerv Achecha, as the Radomska said. You need a Melech, somebody who's your brother. You feel, and that's what the says in this week's parsha in Shoftim, page 23. Novi mikir b'cha me'echecha kamoni yakim l'cha Hashem l'checha ilav tishmon. So what does it mean, kamoni? So the Imre Yosef says, the Spinker, ha'inu shu achecha v'shav l'cha shu onav kamoni.
When I came to speak.
That's all. She doesn't similar. Is it tzaddik? Has to be kamoni. Kamoni mean the an onav. Yakim l'cha Hashem l'cha lav tishmon. Tishmon vayishama shol means he gathered the people. Because if you want somebody who's going to gather the people in, Tishma'un doesn't only mean to listen, but it means this is the person who's going to be able to gather the people in and have Ashpah, is the people, Kamoni, who's going to be an Onav like me. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu could say it, be an Onav and say, you know, he realizes he's an Onav. Sounds like Gaiva, you're an Onav like me. But no, it means you want to know who you should listen to, who's the one who's going to affect people. And that's the attitude. Is Levilti, it was Davka, because some people have power, it goes to the head. And they look down on people, speak down on people, and the way it has, Mikher v'chech nasim alecha, Mikher v'checha, has to be something. And then he feels like a brother to you, the Melech. Not Ishnochri. Malas ha'anova b'koach ha'ashpa. People think, oh, you're going to be mashpia, you're going to be tough, you're going to be this, that's a hashpa. You're not going to be mashpia anything. You show the people, you care about the people. And even if you're not a Melech, just tam. Any relationship. Friends, spouses. One shows that truly, not a show, truly care about somebody, they'll be mashpia. If it's a show, people will see through it. If it's not sincere, people, you know, like to say, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. No, you gotta feel it. You have to realize it. You can't just do actions of, you know, you really have to do actions, but it has to be a sincere thing. And then som tosim alecha melech mikar v'achecha. That's what the Radomska says. Mikar v'checha. And that's what the Belzer Rebbe says. Levilti rum levavo. In order to mashpia, levilti sur min mitzvah yom min usmo. And it has to be real. And that's what Rabbi Muskin said. It's a partnership. Imdu. Together. You have to stand with me. Because who am I without you? Imdu. And then we'll get the answer from Hashem. That's what Rabbi Muskin said for the Baal Shem Tov. Imdu ve'eshma, ma'itzav Hashem lochem. And that's a very important thing. I mean, it's the most important midah, is the midah of anava. And it's so easy to look, because people have intellect, they have money, they have all the different things that could take them away from the midah of anava. Besides the fact that you won't be really mashpia, but and people, you know, really care for others, it's the midah of anava. And that's the Milas Anovim Koach Hashpah, Mikar V'checha. And Kamoni, with the Midah V'anova, Ilov Tishmon. And that's what the Tana de Be'el Yohu says. That Moshe was Nenach. He felt anguish for the Kvodim Shal Yisrael, Kvodim Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about himself. So somebody who's just in it about himself is not going to be a leader. It's not going to have Hashpah, it's not going to do anything. really care about others, and that's the yisod. Som tosim olecha melech. It has to be mikar v'chacha. Can't be ish nofri. If you have a feeling that you're a stranger to the people, then you're not going to have hashpah levilti sum and a mitzvah yom and a small. And that's the yisod in all relationships, the melech and the am, but any people, Rabbi Talmud, friends, spouses, everything. It's all based on this yisod, mikarev achecha, tosim alach melech, malas hanova, bekoach ha-hashpoh.
I thought like you connect, like Gemara says about Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehudah, that he would get up with a chas and mikala, and they would come. This is Gemara Sanhedrin, say that, and like, that he would, like, the, he would, so I thought that was like the midas hanava, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other thing is, can I ask you, Rabbi Simon, what do you do, let's say you're a rabbi in a shul, and you see people doing that, so then